This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. For that, we need to say thank you. St. Paddy's Day edition of the program with Todd, the radio god. Mitchell, I'm Scott Hennon, and we have a busy program today. We warned lots of newsmakers today. We'll talk radio town hall up next with Senator John Hoven. We'll be here to the bottom of the hour, so you have a chance to ask him any questions that you might have at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline, 701-258-0550, or you can email us, studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can also text Todd at 701-226-8503. Another newsmaker at the bottom of the hour, Lynn Helms, Director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, to discuss the January's director cut numbers. Tomorrow on Talk Radio Town Hall, Wayne Stengem will join us, a candidate for governor on the Republican ticket. We have others scheduled as well. Friday the 25th, Rick Becker, and Tuesday the 29th, Doug Burgum. So mark that on your calendar. I know we have some other things going Monday. Oh, Ed Schaefer's going to join us Monday to talk about the passing of Shyla Schaefer, his stepmom. So we look forward to that conversation. And there's something else Monday, but I don't remember what. Anyway, I never do. Lynn's today, right? Oh, Ron Ness. Yeah, Ron Ness is on Monday. There you go. Ron Ness will join us as he does a couple of Mondays a month, and then Mike Lindell, the MyPillow guy. So we have a busy Monday too. We have a busy every day on What's on Your Mind. We appreciate your calls, questions, and your comments. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Piper's Auctioneers. Oh my gosh, have they got a busy lineup! Did you get the catalog yet from Piper's? You need to get a hold of that catalog so you can keep track of all these dates and all the places they're going to be and the. The machinery they have got is just incredible. I mean, it's used machinery, but it's used like in, a few hours. Just incredible. Two 2016 machinery auctions featuring the John Deere tractors. 2014 9560 RT, only 795 hours on that. A 2013 6190R with a loader, 325 hours. 2015 9620R, four-wheel drive, 57 hours on that baby, and a 2009 9630T with tracks, only 2,000 hours. If you want the detailed information on all of these and all the auctions and dates and locations, Pipers.com is the website. Pipers.com is the website to find those. They'll also send you a catalog if you give them a call to Pipers. They love to get those out to you. So check those out. A lot of great events coming up from Kevin Piper and the team at Pipers Auction Realty. All right. Senator John Hoven is here. Senator, thanks for joining us. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Good. Nice to catch up with you. Busy time there in the nation's capital. A lot to catch up on. I want to start on the Supreme Court nomination.
Let me, right at the outset, though, send my condolences out, you know, to the Schaefer family and to Shyla Schaefer, and who has just been such a tremendous, friend and has done so much and an amazing, amazing person. And our thoughts and prayers are with her and with the entire Schaefer family.
What's your favorite Shyla Schaefer memory?
Golly, there's so many, but most of them revolve around Medora and the joy that would be in her eyes and her voice, and just, you know, when we're out in Medora around the musical, and I mean, she just lit up. She did musical productions throughout her life, and she took such great joy in that. But so many things, but that's certainly one of them.
Yeah, you can't, they're inseparable, aren't they? The idea of Medora and Shyla Schaefer.
Absolutely. She loved it just like Harold. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure. So, what do you think of the president's nominee on the Supreme Court? What do we, let's just talk for a moment before we even get to when to vote or if you should vote or anything else.
Well,
so what do we know about Merrick Garland?
Yeah, you know, it's too bad that, you know, the president wants to put a nominee right into the middle of an election. You know, really, this is a chance for the people to have a say because, you know, this is going to decide the balance of the Supreme Court for who knows how long because it's a lifetime appointment. And in losing Justice Anton Scalia, we lost the lion of the Supreme Court. We lost the solid, conservative, dependable foundation in terms of conservative approach, in terms of not legislating from the bench. You know, constitutional scholar, who somebody who truly, truly supported and defended the Constitution. And so, you know, any appointment by President Obama is going to significantly change that balance on the court. And that's so important to our country and to our state. And so that's why, you know, the people really in this election will make a decision on whether they want a conservative jurist who will uphold the letter of the law and be a strict constructionist, or if they elect a Democrat president, then you're going to have somebody who's more liberal, like the president's appointment.
Now, you mentioned that it's unfortunate the president did this. I think a lot of us outside of Washington don't really understand what advise and consent means. But the Constitution obviously says Senate, you know, you need to advise and consent on nominees of the president of the United States. He gets to nominate, you get to advise and consent. There was no doubt that it was very clear to the president prior to this nomination that the advise and consent consensus was do not send a nominee because they won't get a vote, right?
Right, and the thing is, if you look at all of the Democrat leadership in the Senate, and even if you look at the President Obama's own vice president, take them at their word. Because, you know, the Biden rule, I mean, Joe Biden, when he was head of the Judiciary Committee in the Senate, stood on the floor of the Senate and said, as head of the Senate Judiciary Committee, when Bush was president, that no one should be nominated in an election year, and that, in fact, if President Bush nominated somebody in an election year, that as the head of the Judiciary Committee, he would not have hearings, he would not proceed, because it's up to the people. It's not, you just don't have a nominee by a lame duck president in an election year. And it wasn't just Biden. It was Harry Reid, the current majority leader. It was Chuck Schumer, the, be their next Democrat leader. So, I mean, their whole leadership team has said it. How can you now flip around and say, oh, well, that's a double standard. Now it doesn't apply. That it doesn't make sense. And I guess they're doing a good job of spinning this idea, oh, do your job or whatever. Well, we are doing our job, and that's to advise and consent or not, which we've been very clear on. And it comes down to the balance of the court and the future of the court. And who better to decide that in a democracy than the people themselves? And, you know, for North Dakota, it's huge. I mean, when you look at President Obama's regulatory agenda for our farmers and ranchers, look at Waters of the U.S. I mean, if this court reverses Judge Erickson on Waters of the U.S., every farmer and rancher is going to have to live with Waters of the U.S. And there's not one of them I've talked to that believes that works. Or take the CO2 rules, which will force us to close coal plants. Or look at the president's regulatory approach on hydraulic fracturing and methane and all these things, which will make it very hard for us to produce oil and gas for this country. So it has big ramifications for our state.
Senator Heitkamp said some U.S. senators want to skirt their jobs and constitutional responsibilities by playing politics with our highest court, a branch of government that should be above politics. It's long past the time when the court's above politics. Didn't this really start with the Reagan nomination of Robert Bork and what the Democrats did to him? And you look what they tried to do to Clarence Thomas and keeping him off the court. I mean, this is a parlor game for the Democrats. So, I mean, to suggest you're playing politics when, I mean, politics is what this is all about, right? I mean, politics have entered this because we don't, you know, it's part of the game, isn't it?
Think about the irony of that statement. Making a Supreme Court justice appointment in the middle of an election cycle, which will determine the balance of the court. So by President Obama going ahead, he's making it a political issue, whereas if you have your election, the people determine the direction that the presidency goes, determine the direction they want the court to go. Now you've taken the politics out of it, and that's what we're seeing.
One of our listeners, Leonard, said, I listened to several conservative commentators, and the message I'm getting is to be careful what we wish for. This guy is 63 years old and not a flaming liberal. What do you think you're going to get if Hillary is elected or even Trump?
Well, again, Republicans are saying we stand with the people. We stand with the people of this great country. The people will decide. Now, I believe they're going to decide for a conservative president. and that they want a conservative court so that you don't have the Supreme Court writing law. And I believe in the people, and I trust the people.
Charles in eastern Montana, question for Senator Hoeven. Others welcome at 800-228-0550 on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead, Charles.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate getting a chance to talk. I just have a question for the senator. You mentioned that the people need to speak. Well, I guess I'd have to say respectfully they did speak by electing Obama to two terms. He therefore is the president, and he would be given that the right to do this. I don't see why you don't see it that way.
Well, Charles, thanks for calling in, and I appreciate your question. And you're right, President Obama got elected, so he has the constitutional authority to nominate, and he in fact did. But in the most recent election, the people elected a Republican majority in the Senate to serve as a check on the Obama agenda, and that includes the Supreme Court. So the most recent time that the people spoke is in the last election when they elected a Republican majority in the Senate whose responsibility is to advise and consent or not. And that's
why
we're saying
was, Senator, we're against the break here. And Charles, hang on. We'll get you the rest of the answer on the other side of the break after we finish. More coming up.
The Safety Minute brought to you by the North Dakota Safety Council, sponsored in part by Workforce Safety and Insurance. This month's Safety Minute features special guest Tom Deutscher talking about the Run for Change, a special event started in memory of his son, pregnant daughter-in-law, and granddaughter who were killed by a drunk driver.
We really didn't want our son's family viewed as more than just victims of a drunk driver. We wanted them to be remembered for, you know, their accomplishments, the lives they touched, and the positive influence they had on society at such a young age. This is really a great event for the whole family. You get to spend some time together, you get some exercise, and you can pay tribute to those who are impacted by drinking and driving, much like us. So many people have the idea that it's normal and socially acceptable to drive home after a few drinks, and the reality is that a poor decision such as that may be their final decision, such as in our case.
Join us for the Run for Change, April 23rd in Bismarck, as we run together to change attitudes about drunk driving. To learn more, register, or sponsor the event, go to ndrun.org. Hey everybody, Steve Hallstrom here, president of Flag Family Media, talking about my pillow. When I got it, my wife and daughter wanted to steal it. They were right, that sore neck I had is gone, the tossing and turning, gone. It's the perfect blend of soft and support, keeps your spine aligned perfectly to sleep. I don't get to sleep a lot, so every minute's important. And thanks to my pillow, I'm out cold when my head hits it. And right now, you can go online for a buy one, get one free deal. MyPillow.com, enter promo code Scott. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Scott.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, president of the University of Mary. At Mary, leadership is about much more than charts and balance sheets. It's about the values and character that define who you are. That's why we're partnering with the Havard Virtuous Leadership Institute to offer a new MBA in virtuous leadership. Priced at around $20,000, you can earn your degree online in as little as 20 months. Learn more at umary.edu/virtue. That's umary.edu/virtue.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
If you were not in a St. Patty's Day kind of mood prior to what's on your mind, you better be now, ladies and gentlemen, because we're here for you. Here to tell you, too, what's new and exciting at B-Mobile, the region's largest premium retailer for Verizon Wireless. The name you know and trust for America's largest, most reliable 4G LTE network. Hey, the Samsung S7 and S7 Edge are here at B-Mobile, packed full of one-of-a-kind features. You can't live without this phone. Water-resistant. It has an enhanced camera, less blur and low-light picture taking. If you need more battery life, like we all do, the Galaxy S7 and S7 Edge boast the biggest battery yet and fast wireless charging to go along with it. Pretty easy to see. The Galaxy S7 is the phone for you, folks. And B-Mobile is everywhere you are, at home, the lakes, or beyond. Locations in Fargo, Bismarck, Detroit Lakes, Grand Forks, Thief River Falls, Jamestown, Valley City, Wahpeton, Minot, Botno, where we will be next Thursday. Mark that in your calendar. Devil's Lake, Williston. Find a location near you at bmobile.com. Connect to communicate at B-Mobile, your Verizon wireless premium retailer. More with Senator John Hovind on the program, Talk Radio Town Hall today. Questions, comments, welcome on our Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline at 800-228-0550. Senator, I'm sorry, we had to cut off the last part of your answer to the caller, if you want to go ahead and...
Well, I also got to wish everyone a happy St. Paddy's Day today, too. Hope they get their green on. Hope you got your green on, right?
I do. How about you?
You got your green on? How about Manny's? Do you have his green on?
Yeah, they're disappointing in there. Manny, yes.
Yep.
Todd.
Yeah.
Where's the green?
I've got green beads on because we kind of pass them around to everybody.
And he's accessorizing with the green. Is what he's
exactly.
Doing. Yeah.
So I'm covered now.
How about you, Senator? You got the green tie going today?
I do. I've got a green tie on. It's actually a beautiful NDSU tie. It's green. It's got the weed emblem on it. I'm very proud to wear it here in D.C. and show off our great state.
Hope you don't have meetings with any UND alum today, or you'll be in big trouble.
It'll be fine if I do. I got plenty of their stuff in my office, too. I'm counting on UND to win the national championship in hockey this year. This is our year.
I think it is. I think you're right. They'll
be
at it.
CBS line, and
they're good.
And I hope our goalie Johnson's going to be hot, and I wish them the best. They've had a great year, and I'm got my fingers and my toes crossed this year.
Sunday, we find out what the Seas are going to happen. Of course, they have the NCAA Chiefs tournament this weekend, so it should be fun.
Well, they're just an outstanding team, great coach. They've done really well, and I just think they, they're set to do. You never know. You never take anything for granted, but I think we got a heck of a shot.
So the caller before the break just was talking about the people speaking, and you kind of laid out the point, well, yeah, the people spoke most recently to give a Republican majority to stop all this stuff, and not to mention the principle involved here is really the most important thing, isn't it? Because, again, the Biden rule, I'm about to put it up on Facebook. I mean, his exact words make the case for this. It's not about this particular judge's, viewpoints, even though they're bad in many cases. It's really about the principle of the timing of the vote, right?
Well, exactly. If you look at what Republicans and Democrats have said in the same situation, they've said the exact same things. They've said, look, in an election year, you let the people speak. And that's exactly what the Democrats said when the situation was reversed. So it's really a bipartisan position. Now, I get that everyone kind of jockeys for political advantage, and so forth. I understand that. But if you look at what people said in the same situation, this is a bipartisan position. Let the people speak.
One emailer says, middle of an election, ? It's 8 months away.
We are very much in the middle of an election. They need to turn on their TV. It's 24-7, right?
Yeah, exactly. We have an off-air call for Senator Hovind on our Talk Radio Town Hall, Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Go ahead and roll that, Todd, if you would. Get stuck in your beads there, your green beads?
It got locked, so let me sit
time
here.
He's got that bagpipe music on, and so he's got to get the bagpipe disc out in order to get the...
I have another question. Somebody called and said, I'm not going to have time to call in, but I want you to ask Senator Hovind about the, I think you called it the Heller, something versus Heller, a Supreme Court decision on the Second Amendment. Where is this Merrick Garland on the Second Amendment? Is it scary in his
vote? He's referring to, there's some concerns on cases where he's ruled to uphold gun bans, even in one case as far as keeping a gun in the house for protection, that were actually overturned by the Supreme Court. And another one in regard to a gun registry for during the Clinton administration. So there are some concerns in regard to the Second Amendment. I think that's what your caller is referring to.
And are we able to get that? This is the 9-second call, Todd. I can just recap it if you want me to.
What's that?
Yeah, that's the one.
The North Dakota GOP Good Old Boys Club, are they going to circle the wagons around that national embarrassment, Curly Haugland? Have a good day.
All right, we're getting a couple of calls about this, Senator, and I'm sure you've seen Curly Hoglund's been in the news, and he's basically said, you know, we don't need to pay attention to what the voters have done in the primary. We can do our own thing, and the party picks a nominee, not the people, and proposing that the delegates go unbound, and it is causing obviously a bit of a stir and being used nationally as can you believe the Republican Party is doing this? What's your thought about it?
Well, you're probably going to want to get Curly on and visit with him about it. My position is always you listen to the people, you listen to the voters, they have the say, and you respect the will of the voters.
So
the will of the people, yeah.
Have you heard about this idea that he's pushing or trying to?
No, I hadn't. That's the first I'd heard of it. But, you know, you may want to get him on your show and visit with him about it. But, you know, I not just now you ask him, but I've been clear all the way through. You have to respect the will of the voters. That's how this works.
Speaking of which, we could get to this convention with nobody having a majority. Obviously, it looks like Trump's going to be the strong favorite, but still maybe possibly a little bit short of the majority needed. What then?
You know, I think you have to follow the process, follow the rules, and follow the will of the voters. And how it's all going to work out, Scott, I mean, we'll see, right? I mean, I don't know. There's a tremendous amount of speculation. And the good part about all this is you're bringing so much enthusiasm in terms of people coming out and voting in these primaries and showing up at caucuses, and we hope that translates into support for whoever our nominee is and of course, a victory in the fall election.
What do you I heard there's some talk about a number of senators rallying behind Senator Ted Cruz, sort of at the 11th hour here. Number GOP senators. Is that true? Is there talk about that? And would you be in that group?
There are some that support Cruz. Obviously, all three of our remaining candidates have support from various senators, congressmen, and other individuals. I don't know of anything specific in that regard. And as you know, the way I'm approaching it is that I'm going to support our nominee. And I've been clearing that all the way through. And I've been clear about let the voters speak and we listen.
What do you think of Trump?
Well, we'll see. You know, I mean, obviously, I agree with him on some things and on other things. I'd like to see him take an approach that is inclusive, that brings people together, and that makes sure that we unify our party. I mean, look, whoever our nominee is at the end of the process, whatever the voters decide, we need to win this election. We need to win this election for the future of our country.
All right, 10 seconds for this answer from a listener texted my question to the senator. Do they follow the Constitution when they draw up bills?
Yes. I mean, laws have to be. I mean, that goes to our whole conversation today and the importance of the Supreme Court. Laws have to ultimately be constitutional. That's very important, and that's why it's so important in terms of the makeup of the Supreme Court.
Great stuff. Thank you, sir. Nice chatting with you.
All right, Scott. Good to be with you.
You too.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Right on.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi there. Are you an unhappy timeshare owner? Have you ever asked yourself, how can I get rid of my timeshare? Does your story go something like Stacy's story goes? Here's Stacy now.
My husband and I went and visited a resort, and they kind of attacked us, and they kept sending more and more people, and so we finally said yes, and we bought this timeshare, and then we were stuck in this timeshare that we couldn't get rid of, and we tried all different ways. They made it seem like it was this really great deal, and when we said no originally, then they brought the price down, and then when we still said no, they brought in the manager, and they brought the price down even lower, and they started breaking out in different ways to make it look like it was this really awesome deal. The reality was it wasn't an awesome deal at all.
To cancel your timeshare contract, call ACC today. It's an attorney-based program with a free consultation. The first 20 callers get a 20% discount. Call now, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. Call today, 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Manny, I had no idea you were that good on the violin. That's really, really good. Isn't it, Todd? I'm very impressed. I have no idea.
Is it a violin or a fiddle? I guess it depends on where he's holding it, but, yeah.
Yeah. Good. Don't interrupt him while he's performing.
He's awesome. We never knew he had that talent, did we?
Not able to converse when he's chatting like that, so. Good stuff. Multi-talented Manny on the answering the phone when you call today on the program we call What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com, brought to you today by High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. You're heading out the Mandan way today. Cruise on in. Stop and see him. Kick some tires on 2016, some unbelievable machines. These things are a technological marvel. They're just incredible. 2015's in as well at great discounts, some great financing. Your used ones as well. And ask about that ET Ag Center. Because any ag application part you need, anything that you could possibly think of, not just for Apache, but for any brand, they have at High Plains Apache. But, you know, I imagine tens of thousands of parts there in stock. And in the rare occasion it's not there, they'd actually ship it in for you. But in stock, over 50,000 parts right there. So highplainsapache.com. Lynn Helms is here, director of the North Dakota Department of Mineral Resources, newsmaker number three on the program today. It's been a busy one, and we welcome your calls, questions, and comments for him as well. Lynn, welcome back. How are you?
Good morning, Scott. Happy St. Patty's Day. I'm doing well in the middle of a little bit of snow in Bismarck. My grandmother was 100% Irish, all 4 foot 11 inches of her, and so a lot of Irish culture in the family, and this was a day that we celebrated with some corned beef and cabbage and all the fixings.
Did you know that corned beef became a substitute for bacon because they couldn't get bacon? They wanted bacon, but they had to settle for corned beef. That's a true story. I'm not making it up just because I love, you know, Cloverdale bacon. But
Man, well, that's absolutely got to be correct. Who wouldn't leap over a pile of corned beef to get at some bacon? That's for sure.
There you go. We got a little snow everywhere. It started in Minot yesterday. I got a call from a friend in Minot yesterday. Says snowing up here. I said, oh, I'm hanging up the phone. I don't even want to talk to you. They're stressing me with that snow thing. But we knew that probably was likely, but it'll go away before too long. That's for sure. Knowing what a dapper dresser you are, I bet you got a sharp green tie on today too for St. Patty's Day, huh?
Well, that would be accurate. Yeah, yes. Absolutely.
Yeah, very nice. Very good. I called it. You know, hard to tell when you're on the phone, but we figured that was the case. Well, we look forward to catching up with you every month and crunching these numbers a little bit and taking a look at where we're at. And if you go back to when we started doing this to where we are today, we have followed a pretty, interesting decline. Certainly in, hard assets, in numbers and in people. And maybe didn't quite see the production declines until more recently here. But now it looks like we've kind of settled into I don't want to call it a new norm because we know this is short term until that price inches back up. And I see the price is at $39 today. But did it strike you to have that number of about 30,000 barrels down in production decline again this month?
Yes, Scott, that was very striking. In fact, our theme for the director's cut this month was turning 30. That's often a hard time in somebody's life, and that's a hard time in North Dakota in the oil and gas business. 30,000 barrel a day drop in December, another 30,000 barrel a day drop in January. Oil price hovering down there in the 30s, and rig count today at 31, a couple lower than when we did the director's cut, and we believe headed 230 or maybe even a little bit below 30. So lots of information in there around that number, but that's the second big production decline. We think that there's probably more to come in the February and March numbers. Those inactive well counts are going to go up. The non-completed well counts are going to go up. You probably saw some of the announcements that Whiting and Continental and EOG are not going to complete wells this year. If they drill one, they're just going to leave it down until we get to that price point for completing that well and bringing it on production.
How widespread is that, Lynn? As you say, there's been a couple of high-profile announcements about that, and actually has positively impacted the stock of some companies that have been public about it. But is everybody doing that at this point, or is that still a minority?
It's not everybody, but it is very much the majority that are taking that tact at this point. They're looking out. They see the world markets where they're at now, and I believe Representative Carlson was on. He's right. He's looking at the same numbers I am, that we're still oversupplied in the world market by somewhere in the neighborhood of a million barrels a day. On the other hand, if you look at a couple of forecasts, one forecast has that zeroing out the third quarter of this year. And another forecast has that zeroing out in the second quarter of next year. So that's starting to narrow there, too, to where we're back in absolute supply-demand balance on a worldwide basis, either the last quarter of this year or by the middle of next year. And that brings about price changes, which will probably make it profitable to complete those non-completed wells. So I would say three out of four companies are taking that approach right now. There's a couple of other companies that use something they call lean manufacturing. It's a Toyota concept, and they're going to complete what they drill. But the majority by far are taking the approach of not completing wells. And if a well goes down for a mechanical reason or propane tank's empty or something like that, leave it inactive and bring it back on in better times.
Let's see here. Texter has a question. By the way, calls or text or are welcome for Lynn. A wealth of information. Always appreciate his access reviewing these numbers for us. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. This is a text for Lynn. What happened to the... I'm going to mess up the pronunciation of this name. Roweder Well by Linton, Roweder.
Out by Linton? Yeah, the Robert, I mispronounced it too. The well is temporary abandoned, and so that temporary abandoned status will last until the middle of this year. I know that there are some new operators looking at maybe acquiring that well. It's got some good-looking gas, natural gas pay sections in it, but you know what natural gas prices look like right now. We're at a record high in terms of natural gas storage in this country, and so natural gas prices are below $2, and that play isn't economic until we get probably close to twice that in terms of a natural gas price. So the well's out there. It hasn't been tested, so it's not a proven resource, but the geology looks really good.
All right, interesting. Appreciate the call and the text rather than the question, and certainly others welcome here as well. Back to price for a second. 39, I saw at one point today. I don't know what it is at this second, but it was at 39, just under 40 bucks. A lot of folks were accrediting that to the decision yesterday by the Fed to hold interest rates. There's also some talk that OPEC is trying to mend fences here a little bit and what that might mean in the way of production overseas. First of all, your reaction to 39, that's a nice number, right?
39 is a real positive signal. Now, the price point for putting inactive wells back on is 40 plus we're up to over 1,300 inactive wells. It's almost 500 wells above normal. It's really not economic to do the repairs on those wells and put them back on until we see West Texas above $40. And again, that's going to take more than an hour or more than a day of West Texas above that price. These CEOs are looking at that price and saying, I've got to have a full quarter of West Texas above that $40 mark, and then I'll be willing to go out and repair those wells and put them back on production. I've got to have a full quarter above $50 before I start bringing fracking crews back into the state. So information we have right now is we're down to somewhere between 5 and 7 frack crews in the state, and we had 50 a year and a half ago. So that'll take some rebuilding to get those fellas back to work.
By the way, it's 41.28 on Brent and 39.82 on WTI crude. So.
Oh, we're close, aren't we? Yeah. If we can get 90 days of that, we'll start to see some renewed optimism.
Yeah, for sure. What does your gut tell you? I mean, everybody has a different gut on this, and obviously none of us know. It's just a matter of, we thought this, it wasn't this, now it might be this. What's your latest theory on when that slow rise is going to happen and we get back to a number that makes some sense to hire and drill?
Well, Scott, I'm a little bit of a a smaller camp or whatever, and I can't precisely answer that question. I think we're going to have a slow rise continuing now through the end of this year, maybe into the second quarter of next year. When world supply and demand come into balance sometime in that time period, there's going to be some moves by OPEC and other producers to take a little bit of oil off the market. And I don't believe it'll be a slow rise at that point. I think we'll see a significant jump in price when that supply-demand curve crosses. And so, yeah, we're going to have, I think, a gradual rise for a while here, maybe even into the upper 40s. But it's going to be that point when we hit that balance point that I think we're going to get a big jump in price. And we'll probably just jump right over that $50 number to something in the 60s.
And meanwhile, you've talked about this before, but we only have a few seconds to address this before we go to a break here, and then we'll continue. The cost of the drilling has come down, right? I mean, that's been the silver lining in this difficult time.
Yes, tremendously. What we've seen in the projected well costs and operating costs that have been coming in from companies of late is that they've cut about 75% off the cost of a well for drilling and completing and operating for that first year. So they are primed and ready to go with some huge efficiencies when this price thing turns around.
Short break, back with more with Lynn Helms, our guest. We'll talk a little bit about some regulation concerns that have come up on the program before and also a few other things before we finish. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for more than 100 years with 25 locations across North Dakota, Minnesota, and Arizona. As a full-service financial institution, we're your one-stop shop for all your banking needs, providing all the tools you need to live first. Our newest location is now open in Bismarck. Stop in or visit us online at firstintlbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Vince is here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too, and he has fun for sale. Family fun for sale, which is this day and age hard to find, but you have it. How?
Well, it's one of the few places on the, you know, in the home where you can get together and have a fluid conversation. No cell phones, no TV. Everybody's in that new family room called the hot tub. And it's wonderful what conversations are forged there. And, you know, love today is spelled T-I-M-E, and that is one of the best places to spend it.
It really is. And you know what? Everybody's looking to put a smile on their face, and it's darn near impossible to not smile when you're in one of your hot tubs.
Right? You can't do it, and I'll challenge anybody. That's, you know, a lot of great benefits from the hot tub, family time, health and wellness. They're all real alone time, nature time, just getting outside in North Dakota. And it is truly better than any drug on the planet, and the only side effect is a smile.
I know, because I own one of your hot tubs. Their hassle-free ownership experience is incredible, too, right?
Well, that's what we call the absolute best ownership experience, and we want it to be easy as possible. We want it to be as comfortable as possible, and we want it to be energy efficient, too. And those are the real realities of daily use that will truly allow you to use this product more. Nobody wants to buy a product for $10,000 or whatever it costs and not use it.
FargoHotspring.com to find out more. Stop and see in Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, next to Spitfire, West Fargo, and on South Washington, next to Kmart, Grand Forks.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Walt Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID ID blocking wallets and badge holders.
IDStronghold.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Program on the Northern Plains. I'm Scott Hennon along with Todd the Radio God Mitchell. Manny Man on the phones, the great Matt Rivate, our producer. We had a great team here. All clad in green today, having a great St. Paddy's Day and a wonderful time. We're in the bling. Gonna have the bling on today. Lynn Helms of the Department of Mineral Resources in North Dakota, our guest for one more segment. Questions or comments, welcome for Lynn at 800-228-0550. Our friend Eugene Grainer needs to be, I can't remember how long Eugene has been saying dollar goes up, oil goes down, and vice versa. And he says it's no coincidence the U.S. dollar made a new low for the year yesterday, largely because of the Federal Reserve action, and oil on the highs of the year now as a result. Just shy of $40 on the WTI And Brenda's over 41 with new highs today. So we're watching that. Nice number. Very significant, Lynn, as you said, because of what it would bring in reversing this action to capping wells and producing them, right?
Yes, absolutely. And so that's a huge psychological point, that $40 barrier. And I'm not saying those wells are coming on the day we break 40, but a quarter of that, and it'll create some real optimism in the industry.
I want to talk a little bit about regulation and regulation with $40 oil versus regulation at $80 oil. You have some in April, I believe, some meetings to address some of the rules. Give us a little overview of what you're planning.
Sure, and you're absolutely right, Scott. Regulation has to be flexible, and it has to take a different approach based on the health of the industry and how rapidly the play is growing or shrinking and all those sorts of things. So let me start on the federal front just very briefly. We're dealing right now with trying to put comments together on a new Bureau of Land Management venting and flaring rule that looks like it could impact almost 3,000 North Dakota wells and maybe impact state revenues negatively by over $23 million. And we're expecting, based on the Trudeau and Obama meeting, a new set of rules coming out of EPA on methane emissions that we're going to have to deal with. Now, from our shop, we're in our two-year cycle of updating our rules. And so we've got a set of rules, proposed rule changes out there on our website for folks to look at. We're going to hold hearings around the state April 11, 12, 13, 14 to get feedback on those. And we'll be taking a look. Some of those tighten the rules significantly, like on pipelines and saltwater handling facilities. Some of them actually go the other direction. So when we look at rules, we're not just always adding. One of the things we discovered was the requirement to have a street address for every producing well is not relevant. It's not right. It was a rule that we put in place 2 years ago. Doesn't work. We're going to get rid of it. And so there's rules moving in both directions in that package, but we definitely want people's feedback on those rules. Another thing we're looking at is we discovered, looking at our processes here, that we're requiring companies to file a huge amount of things called sundry notices here. And one of my supervisors came to me yesterday and said, hey, I'm getting these sundries, and I don't think we need them anymore. Let's take a look at it and see if we can put the word out to companies that we don't need them to be doing that paperwork anymore. So we're looking really hard at that. I know oil conditioning has come up lately. We're almost through a full one-year cycle on that. And after we've done that, we're going to take a look and see, can we scale that back on that reporting and testing? Are there, you know, one or two quarters out of the year when it makes a difference and other times of the year that it doesn't appear to make a difference? And can we scale that back to save us some time and money and companies time and money as well? So we're taking a hard look at that to see how that goes, adjusting policies, adjusting rules, and trying our hardest to help the feds do the right thing.
A couple of questions by text here. In his opinion, who's the most oil-friendly presidential candidate?
I think there is little to no question that it's Donald Trump, and right behind him would be Ted Cruz. Ted is from Texas, and obviously number one oil-producing state in the nation, and he's pretty clued in to what his oil and gas regulators and oil and gas people in Texas are telling him. But it'd be a neck-and-neck race between those two fellas.
Another question, why is propane so high-priced right now? I paid $2.82 a gallon for my grill, says a texter.
Yes. Well, I guess I can't really answer that. I'd have to shift that off to Mr. Rood and the retail guys, because I just had some propane producers in my office a couple of days ago, and they're not netting anywhere near that at the tailgate of the plant or at the Holloway point. So I wish I knew the answer to that. I'm kind of surprised that
damn too.
Propane is costing that much.
I don't know. It's been a while since I bought some, but last time I did, I was pleasantly surprised, actually.
I use propane at my house, and I bought it in my bulk tank for significantly less than $2 a gallon. Might want to do some shopping there.
Exactly right. Speaking of which, I have literally 20 seconds left, but flooring, how are we doing on that front?
You know, we're doing great, Scott. Industry has really stepped up, and the midstream companies, the gas processing companies, they're not talking about any slowdown. They're going to lay pipelines and build plants through this year, really with no look back in their rearview mirror. So we hit 87% capture.
Now we just got to get the feds to approve the rest of the pipeline.
There you go. Absolutely.
Yeah. Whole nother show. Hey, Len, thanks as always. Enjoy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Paddy's Day to you.
Same to you. God bless you, folks. Got to go. Bye-bye.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Nowadays, there are millions of people with old smartphones, iPads, tablets, you name it, just sitting around collecting dust. And if those are improperly disposed of, well, they contain unsafe toxic materials harmful to you and the environment. But now, these devices can be used as a painless way to help support your favorite GCN shows. Visit DonateMyCell.com. Donations are tax deductible, and if you donate 10 or more devices, you'll receive a special free gift offer. That's DonateMyCell.com. DonateMyCell.com.
Are you your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Dr. Joel Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asked, why does America spend more money on health care by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.